Hello, I'm Bill Bullard with iCalf USA, the voice of the independent cattle producer in the United States of America. Well, I looked up the definition of fake news in the online Cambridge Dictionary, and it states it is false stories that appear to be news, spread on the internet or using other media, and usually created to influence political views or as a joke. So let's apply this definition to the following circumstance. Late last month, Drovers Magazine published a news article written by its editorial director, Greg Henderson, entitled mRNA Conspiracy Theories, Ranch Group Offers Fear-Mongering and Misinformation. The Drovers news article took exception to a news release and related commentary by RCAF USA regarding the experimental drug known as mRNA or messenger ribonucleic acid. And cattle producers from around the country have been asking RCAF USA what this new drug was that was being offered as a new kind of vaccine. So RCAF USA enlisted the help of its Animal Health Committee Chair, Robert Thornsberry, a doctor of veterinary medicine. And what RCAF USA found was that this new drug did not fit the traditional definition of a vaccine used in cattle, as those vaccines typically involve an injection of an actual virus or bacteria that had been weakened, so it does not actually cause the disease. But instead, the weakened virus or bacteria would be met by the animal's immune system that would then build an immunity toward the particular disease the vaccine was designed to immunize against. But the mRNA drug was not that, because it did not contain an actual virus or bacteria. Instead, it contains a synthetically produced genetic code that tricks the body into developing some level of immunity towards whatever disease the synthetically produced genetic code was targeting. And because of this difference, Dr. Thornsberry refers to mRNA as an injection. And now the federal government has granted only emergency use authorization for mRNA injections in humans, but it has not approved mRNA at all for cattle. And this is why I refer to mRNA as an experimental drug or injection, because it has not yet achieved full government approval. And the logical questions that cattle producers and consumers have are whether mRNA is safe for cattle, whether it affects an animal's genetic makeup, and whether the meat from an injected animal could transfer the mRNA to humans. Now, RCAF USA found scientific studies that question the safety of mRNA and raise concerns that there is a possibility that mRNA can alter the genetic makeup of an animal and that it could be transferred in the animal's tissues. Most importantly, RCAF USA made clear that because the research on mRNA is still in its infancy, no one really knows the full impact it has on either humans or animals, particularly its long-term impact. And this itself warrants more extensive mRNA research focused on safety and heightened public vigilance and greater transparency. We then said that Congress should enact mandatory country of origin labeling, or MCOOL, for beef, so consumers can choose to buy beef from cattle raised in the U.S. or from some foreign country that could already be using mRNA. So while the Drovers article accused RCAF USA of fear-mongering and misinformation, it stated that no food safety risks exist for meat from animals that have received any vaccination, and it encouraged readers to celebrate the advances in technology, which would presumably include mRNA injections. Now remember, Drovers has dismissed producer and consumer concerns for the safety of mRNA, and it definitively states what mRNA will and will not do, even though the research is so new regarding this new injection that it has received neither unqualified government approval for humans nor any approval for cattle. So RCAF USA submitted a rebuttal to Drovers' attacks, replete with citations to several actual scientific studies that raise the safety concerns expressed by RCAF USA. Guess what Drovers did? It refused to publish RCAF USA's rebuttal. Drovers claims that its experts found that the studies cited by RCAF USA are unreliable, that RCAF USA's conclusions are inconsistent with the overall scientific community on mRNA, and get this, Drovers believes RCAF USA's rebuttal will do nothing but confuse readers and producers even more, and they and consumers will be needlessly alarmed and beef demand will be damaged. So it seems Drovers believes its readers, producers, and consumers lack sufficient intelligence to consider the two sides of this important debate, and that they should simply accept the mainstream's assurances regarding mRNA safety. And they should do this even though our government scientists responsible for determining the safety of mRNA have not yet made such a determination. Can we conclude that Drovers is engaged in fake news by prematurely asserting mRNA safety before mRNA has even been approved for cattle, and by quashing the public's opportunity to weigh the competing sides of this important issue? Now, this is for you to decide, but in the end, let's be sure we get this right. or beef demand will be damaged. With that, have a productive week. Thank you and goodbye.